Welcome to Real Take on Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate. With your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up.
I got a real estate deal. I'm going to take them to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to RealTalk at WSJM.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Welcome back to Real Take on Real Estate. John Wallace, Joe Daniels in the studio with two-thirds of the Wartman Real Estate Group. Mark Wartman, cell phone 269-876-2929, email markwartman@atpropertiescom. Doug Wartman, cell phone 269-930-2250, and his email is dougwartman@atpropertiescom. This is
Hey, John.
Hey, Joe.
Sorry to ruin your flawless intro, but there is one email to rule them all.
Yeah, Wartman Group at atproperties.com, and there's one cell phone to ring them all, too, 269-932-4272. I just thought I'd give the individuals out first.
Hi, John.
Hi, Mark.
Apparently, well, hi, Joe.
I'm just a producer now, so Mark points things to me, and then I say, hey, John, say this with your God pipes, and it'll sound great. That's good.
Wartman Group at atproperties.com.
Brought to you by.
Thank you, John.
You could actually go,
Doug, I am your father.
I could. It's true.
He's like,
I used to.
But, I could, but I'm not.
I am your father.
Wait, you used to? You're not his father anymore?
Well, it's for another show, Joe.
Oh, okay. No, that's for the Maury show. That's right.
A different generation, too.
Yeah, that's the late on questions they refuse to answer. About. You will go to your room. I'm your father. Come on. 25 years ago or whenever he tied his brother's shoes in knots or some other thing like that brothers do to each other. Hey, this is kind of a unique thing because Christmas and New Year's. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. But this is our last show on WSJM before we go all internet only.
You going to the dark side?
Not the dark web, the light web.
I think that depends on the conversations and who we're interviewing.
Yeah. The internet's like duct tape. You know, there's a light side, there's a dark side, but either way, it'll stick.
Hey, podcasts are in.
Yeah, podcasts
That's
are in.
What it's all about.
All right, the number of folks I know who are leaving broadcast radio just to do podcasts instead is more than I have fingers in hand.
There's a crossover. They do both, and then they just kind of move to podcasts.
Yeah. That has to go with how much more money they can make on that stream than they can on the broadcast.
Oh, wait, we're going to make money on podcasts?
Well, you know, by 2025.
Wait, this feels like a non-answer already. Yeah, okay, great.
Well, look, dude, I just do the audio and the interview part. You're the website guy, so...
You're in charge of the pictures
and ads and, you know, things that generate people listening to it. That's your end. I just create content.
He does the audio. You do the visual.
He's like, you get the money and then you give it to me. I feel like that's what he said.
Well, let's talk about real estate.
Oh, yeah. We still do that. Yeah.
Please.
Let's talk about we're nearing your end. I have two closings on Friday, purchases, and another one or two before the end of the year, even
wow.
with title companies and folks taking, you know, Christmas and New Year's on a Tuesday. That's just weird. Are people working Monday? People aren't working this week. Right and left, I'm calling folks, and they're like, hey, I'm not around.
Taking time off is good.
Yeah. To finish, have you finished your Christmas shopping?
Long time ago.
Absolutely he's not. Way too efficient. Now, see?
Haven't started.
I delegate.
Yeah. And I save on all that stress by not buying anything for Christmas for anybody.
Oh.
So I'm finished before I start.
Bah, humbug. I thought you were turning a little green over there. You look like Grinch. Yeah.
Maybe the stocking I have hanging in the office for you is going to get... Emily can have hers, but I'm going to keep yours then, maybe.
I'll get you something.
So tell me about the Grinch.
The Grinch. So recently, CMG Financial rented out a theater at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor, invited past clients, partners. The Wartmans were not able to attend. You guys were at the Field Museum?
We were in Chicago, yeah.
You were having drinks with a giant dinosaur skeleton.
An elf was there, too.
Like the elf. Will Ferrell was present?
Will Ferrell was running around, yeah, absolutely. Wow. I'll show you pictures later.
Cool.
So, well, At Properties was having a party in Chicago, their annual celebration. We had a small party on Saturday, invited a bunch of families to see the new Grinch. I thought it was a really cute movie, and I think everybody had a good time.
Yeah, I think, you know, it got some here and there, some negative reviews, but if you grew up on the original half-hour television show and then the Jim Carrey version, you know, it's a new modernized version with a nice twist at the end. The graphics were great. It made me cry, but I'm in touch with my feminine side, so.
Wait, you cried?
I cried.
What?
You know, that thought of being alone and all by yourself. You know, and the music was fun. At one point, the Grinch is sitting at the organ playing Gilbert O'Sullivan all by myself, you know. So, yeah, and we...
I'm more of a Mary Poppins guy myself, so...
Yeah, that's right. Coming out this week.
Yeah, we had last minute considered making a switch, but Celebration said they couldn't give us early rights to the movie, even though they insisted we are super special. They,
yes, Disney wouldn't give Celebration. Let's make that correction. And again, you're talking about a classic, Dick Van Dyke, Julie Andrews, the original Mary Poppins. You don't know this movie? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, right? Julie Andrews was not in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but that was Dick Van Dyke too. Yeah. Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay.
That actually, if you don't know this, small trivia, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is Ian Fleming. He went on from writing that to writing the Bond movies stories. Same author.
We are so impressed. We are absolutely silent.
Well, when you watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
And after that, he started lending money and he had his own mortgage company. And the rest is history. Now you know the rest of the story.
When you look at all the gadgets that are in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang that Dick Van Dyke, the inventor, is inventing, right? Then you can see that translation into Bond and it's Q, right? Not M. M's the leader. You're not Bond fans?
Mark, is this is the point of the show where I give John his cookies so he eats those and we can talk about it?
For Mary to come in anytime.
So here's the deal, guys. Last show on WSJM, last show possibly of 2018. Talk about your year as a whole now that you pretty much know what it looks like. We're only a couple of weeks away from the end of it.
Well, we had an excellent year. It was an amazing year. If you look at what happened, it's first thing that happened was Doug joined us. And
it was all downhill
in January. No. Doug jumped in, both feet.
Right in January, the biggest month of the year.
Well, no, at the end of January, he had other things he had to take care of first. And once we got past the Super Bowl, then he was ready to go. But no, it's great. He jumped in with both feet, and our year started out. We had a pretty good backlog coming into the year, which we're very grateful for. And the previous year, we sold $14 million in sales, and this year we're at $30 million. So it's like more than doubled our business. Everybody wants to know, well, how did you do it? And I could say, well, it's our secret weapon is Doug, but I don't know.
But I would never admit to that.
There was a combination of things, but no, I mean, it's just one of those great things that happened.
Yeah, you could say God had a plan. I would also say that, A, you return phone calls and emails. B, you don't make promises you can't keep. And three, you follow through on what you do promise.
It's pretty basic. It's all about taking care of our clients and our customers.
But I think just looking at other things that brokerages like At Properties are doing, I know a lot of folks are a little bit jealous of the marketing capability of At Properties. You brought in a few show and tell items today. So I've got the Happy Holidays and Prosperous New Year. I like that card in front of me. We've got the Wortman fridge calendar. And you also brought today, what am I looking at here? What is this book other than a really nice looking publication?
Let's back up. First of all, our success is definitely attributed to being with At Properties. I mean, their sales for 2018 is over $200 million, so it's...
And the goal was what?
150. And we're at 212 or 211 right now. We're number one in Southwest Michigan. And it's incredible. I mean, we have great agents, but we have excellent marketing tools. And as you were alluding to, the marketing is second to none. I mean, we've got our luxury brochure, which we're holding there, is what we provide our clients free of charge for any house that's over $800,000 list price. And spectacular. Sometimes they have floor plans in them, but they're there for buyers to take home with them and look at the rooms, because a lot of these larger houses, you've got 20 rooms in there, it gets confusing. So it's a great way to present a high-end house and get the most money for them as well.
For those who can see it, on the radio. A hardcover book. You've got a sleeve on the front with a high quality photo with the address of the front of the house. Each page is, you know, nice, full, glossy of a high quality image of an individually labeled room of the house. I thought it was really neat. In the back of this book, you get away from the specific house information so much, but it talks about the history of the neighborhood, the community it's in, the lifestyle of the neighborhood, and a neighborhood guide. The coffee shops are in here, shopping, health clubs. I mean, what a great way to introduce somebody.
Plus an aerial map of where the house is located.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is, if you're coming in from outside the area, you may not know, which
right.
is great. So
yeah, and four-color glossy, and Properties owns their own in-house print
mm-hmm.
services. So you guys do that all in-house. And there are even nice brochures for houses that are less than that.
So when that Properties came into Southwest Michigan approximately 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, the standard was to have a really nice brochure promoting the houses that we list, and nobody else was doing that. And I know there's some that are trying to do it now, and we've been in listing presentations. They go, oh yeah, we have a brochure, and they pull it out and they compare the two, and they're like, and they put the other one under the table. Back in the birdcage or wherever it was. But
you printed this on your HP DeskJet printer,
and it's
running out of ink.
It's a 4-pager, and it looks nice, but when you see that you can get an 8-pager with all the colors and stuff, I mean, it's great. I can't say enough about At Properties, but you know, they're number one in the Chicago market as well. And if you're competing in a high-stress area like Chicago, you got to know what you're doing, and we get the benefits of the tools.
Well, and that's if we really look cool. at, because you brought them with you, the year-end, near-year-end numbers for the Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, At Property, again, number one, 535 sides, over 212 million closed, of which you guys are 1/7. So if you think of all the agents for At Properties that are in Berrien County for the two offices down in New Buffalo and in South St. Joe, Stevensville, for you to have closed over 30 million of 212 for this region, that's quite considerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is, Mitch. It just sounds like business. Do you ever stop to pat yourself on the back, like, a little bit?
He's so humble.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to answer that.
Well, all in a day's work.
I mean, we work with a lot of great clients, and we just believe in customer service, and we want to make sure we find the right house for people, whether it's selling their house and getting the right buyers in there or representing buyers to get them in there. And the biggest thing is that, you know, we've had over 90 transactions as well. So I think a lot of people think At Properties, Wharton Real Estate Group, we do a lot of high-end stuff. We do all price ranges. So we've worked with a lot of people in all different areas in Southwest Michigan.
Sure, and you've worked with folks down in the 100,000 range as well, buying or listing.
Right. We had a closing today. It was, what, $80,000?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the key is we don't, I don't want to use the word discriminate, but we really don't discriminate. We provide the same level of service. It doesn't matter what your price is on your house. And we don't cut corners. We do this market analysis. We sit down, review the market with them, and then we put the full marketing program together. And there's a lot of people that cut corners. They don't do print advertising anymore. They wait for their house to be on the internet, and they sit back and wait for the sale. And that works for some people. It works if your house happens to be in the right price range. But if you haven't sold a house in 2 weeks, that's when the marketing really kicks in. And that's when you really get the benefit of what we're offering.
Well, since the last time you guys were on the show, October, November, whichever it was, you had three houses that you listed that all sold within 48 hours, too.
Yeah, we did. And it's incredible. I mean, Doug works really hard. We've been getting some new listings and stuff, and two of them particular, we did sell within 48 hours, and actually one of them's already closed.
See? I mean, that just tells you overall, and it's a national thing as well as here in Southwest Michigan. It's just a tight housing market. Joe was just telling me about a client of his who was looking in the 110 range, couldn't find anything, paid off some debt, and is buying something in the 160 range instead because they now qualify. But there's limited inventory in some aspects out there, particularly if you're going to be very picky about what you're buying.
So, when there's certain price ranges that you can put a house on the market and you sell pretty quickly. We had a house that I listed in a neighborhood out in the Heritage,
mm-hmm.
and there's two houses listed, one right next door, one across the street. We listed the other one. They're all in the 400 range, and I sold it within a week. The other two are still sitting there.
The other one's still sitting there, yep.
So, some of it's the quality of the house and the design and having, certain things.
And the condition.
But I think some of it has to do also with marketing and what we do when all the different media that we use. Mm-hmm. Social media is a big deal, and we have an association with a company that promotes on the internet as well, which is great.
Doug, tell us or remind us, because I don't remember, what you were doing before you came into, decided to join the Wortman Group, and hey, good choice there, and go into real estate, and what it's been like in your, as you're getting ready to wrap up at the end of January, your first year.
So prior to coming into real estate, I worked in sales and sales management for a company that did services in the manufacturing and industrial sector. So business to business. And then the last 5-6 years of it, I was managing people and helping them be successful. Really just took what I'd learned through those decades of doing it as far as being responsive to people. So it means working all hours of the day, weekends, and taking the perspective of the client where they're coming from. I've had a couple deals recently that haven't come together because the client wasn't comfortable with something. Big picture, they're going to find the right house for them and not being, it's not a pressure sale. I mean,
right.
I look at a big picture, at some point we're going to find the right house for them, and it's not, we can go out 10 times if we need to find the right house for them. So
in some cases, 30 times.
Right, right. And it could be a couple year process for some people on second homes. Sure. And until they find what they're looking for, you just got to keep looking for the right house for them.
Mark, you and I have had some clients that were looking for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Before they finally found it.
Well, that's the misnomer. A lot of people think if you're in sales that it's all about pushing and convincing somebody that you got to buy something. And when was the last time you walked into a car dealership and you bought a car that you didn't want? I mean, you don't do that. Although no. Everybody thinks it's salesmen, that's what they're there for. They're there to convince you or push you to buy something, but you can't do that. I mean, that's kind of a style of the 60s.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a misnomer in general to say that realtors or even mortgage lenders like John and I are salespeople.
No.
You know, our job is really to facilitate an easy transaction, period. You guys aren't going to say, hey, I know this house has 3 less bedrooms than what you wanted and the kitchen shot. You don't like the floor plan, but here's why it makes sense. That's not what we do. We don't try to convince folks of something that maybe isn't in their best interest. We're just here to say, hey, here's what you can do. Mm-hmm. Here's the house you like, and here's how we can help you get into this house as easily and quickly as possible. So I think, John, and this is me going on my soapbox, I don't think we're salespeople. I don't know what we are facilitating.
Well, you are salespeople, but you have in your mind a bad connotation of what a salesperson is.
Yeah, I'd say you're
basically,
a
basically, it's all about relationship. So you're selling a product or a service, but it's all about relationship and listening and understanding what they want and matching up their needs with what you can find them. And if it's my listing, great. But, you know, if it's not my listing, then
that's
I help
okay
them
too.
Find something else. And
yeah, you mentioned the 60s. And even up through 10 years ago,
that
you know,
period of time?
I was. I was watching Captain Kangaroo at that time, but I was around. Not 1860s, Joe, just be careful.
Oh, you clarified before I could get it in. Darn it.
But the old adage was either ABC always be closing or ABS always be selling. And I think, particularly among the four of us, Mary as well, and some other folks we know, it's the adage now is always be serving. I'm just here to serve whatever your needs are and what's in your best interest. And if you're doing that, you know, the sales come.
Mm-hmm. I like always be, what was it? Always be servicing? Is that what you said? I already lost it.
Serving.
Always be serving, right? Great. But that means I have to have abs all the time. So I feel like I'm failing. It's ABS. I think it should be ABC. Always be caring. Hey.
At Monday, we talked to the owner of our company. Be kind of like talking maybe to George
Schultz.
George Schultz.
Be kind of like talking to George Schultz.
Yeah, founder of At Properties and that Star Wars. Yeah, great.
Right. All at the same time.
Well, and we talked to Chris.
By the way,
George.
We're not taking breaks. We're just talking, and then I'll drop it in. Anyway.
Sorry, the senility is setting in for John specifically.
Chris George talked about all 4 of his sons work for the company.
Did you play basketball?
I did play basketball. Squirrel. I don't have my ducks in a row. I have squirrels and they're drunk.
Let's take a cookie break. Merry Christmas. I brought in some cookies and maybe we can go to take a break now.
I don't know if this stays in the show, but John says, yeah, we're not going to take breaks today. We'll put those in later. Mark's like, no. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm not having a cookie right now. I'm
what?
Drinking my diet green tea. I read an article recently, and I know, Mark, you mentioned it because you saw the post that I put out on a variety of social media sites, that some folks think that it's December, January in Michigan. I'll just wait till April, and then I'll get listed in March or April, and I'll do something then. But that's not really the case. January, February are great times for both listing and for buying homes.
Absolutely. And we've been doing a lot of meetings with people in the last couple of weeks, and that's probably either number one or number two question is, I want to sell my house. I'm going to put it on the market. Do I do it now or do we wait till spring? And we are basically telling anybody that'll listen to us that if you're ready to list it now. There are buyers out there, and I'll tell you what, if anybody's taking the time to look at a house, they're serious buyers, and there's less competition, and you probably get a little bit more money for your house than if you wait till spring. And everybody looks at you and go, well, spring market is a number one market. Yeah, it is. It's also, you get more competition, and mm-hmm. it has an effect on price. So I don't know what the spring market's going to be, but I can tell you right now, the market's very good, and things are selling.
The closings that we have for our branch before the end of this year are all purchases, not refinances.
Yeah. Yeah. I could say, just based on purchase agreements I've gotten recently, I am poised for my biggest January ever. Now, and I'm saying that means a lot. January is typically pretty slow, but I've got 4 under contracts for January, which in years past has been a pretty easy month. January is almost a vacation month generally. And so it is interesting to see that there are, at least coming my way personally, and I hope your way too, folks out there are buying, people are still listing, and there's still an active market despite it being wintertime.
Part of the trend you were alluding to is there's a number of agents and old philosophy or old thought is that, okay, we're into Thanksgiving time, so we'll take our house off the market because we don't want people going through the house anymore. It's too disruptive.
And then the holiday
take it off at Christmas because it's too disruptive. And then, well, we'll wait till springtime. I think what part of that's driving that is I think there's certain realtors that go to Florida and they're like going, let's just take it off the market. We'll put it on in March when I come back. And they're like, okay, nothing sells then anyways, right? So I have started out the year for many years with a lot of closings in January and February. And I sell my houses. So,
and you end up at the top of the list down the road through the year because you start the year out ahead of everybody else.
Well, yeah, it all works out. But that's not why I do it. I mean, I do it because there are buyers. There's not a lot of inventory, so why wouldn't it be your house?
Yeah, it's less competition if you're on the selling side. And for the buyer side, you know, one of the reasons we still see, I mean, the economy is very strong. Economic growth is steady. Interest rates have been rising consistently. It came down a little bit this week, but have been rising consistently.
So did the rest of the market.
In fact, is it 2 o'clock yet? The Fed announcement's coming in, you know, shortly, as well as what they're going to do with prime rate here and the Fed funds rate. But waiting to buy until March or April could mean a higher interest rate by who knows how much, and that could reduce the amount of house that you can afford to buy, or the you know, make the payment higher than what you were really hoping to be at. Whereas right now, the rates are, again, Mark, you might remember, I remember 12% kind of mortgage rates. So what we're dealing with today is just fine as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, moving, you want to hire a moving company to move you in January, February, so you don't have to deal with the snow and the cold and the ice.
That's a hard thing to do. But what's driving it is buyers are always looking. They want to buy. They don't care if it's January or February. It's just inventory is not there. And if somebody's coming in with Whirlpool or Cook or the hospital, they got to start in January. They don't want to be waiting and renting. We all know how the rental market is here for short-term rentals. It's difficult.
And it's
really difficult to, you know, so they're out there. They're serious.
So Mark and Doug Wortman, the 2/3 of the Wortman Real Estate Group. So we're talking about buyers are still buying in December, January. What houses do you have for buyers to buy right now, sir?
Well, we can start off with the one you were talking about with the brochure earlier. That's our new listing on Lake Michigan. It's 2998 Lakeshore Avenue in Benton Harbor, Michigan. It's got 80 foot of frontage on Lake Michigan, and it is a newer construction built in 2008 timeframe, and it is just spectacular throughout. High-end finishes, panoramic views of Lake Michigan, the kitchens to die for, open floor plan, and then you've got 5 en suites through the house. The master bedroom has beautiful views of Lake Michigan, and then you've got your stairs down to your very own sandy beach there. So it's really, if you look at all the houses that are on Lake Michigan from South Haven all the way down to New Buffalo, there's not a ton that are high-end finishes that are not priced extraordinarily high. So I think it's a very unique value in today's marketplace.
We're talking about the house with the pool and the deck that looks out, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, and there's a hot tub that'll be coming in the spring that goes on the deck. It looks like something you'd see in a commercial. I mean, it's amazing.
So, yeah, it looks quality. Like we're on a resort in Mexico, except we're here.
Right.
Yeah, really awesome. I mean, it's a very modern-looking house. Now, modern for some folks can mean kind of strange-looking. This is a really well and tastefully appointed place. Looks like a great floor plan, quite open.
Very open.
And to your point, Doug, a lot of the finishing touches on this are really immaculate. And they have a pergola, John. Did you catch that?
They have pergola. A pergola.
The word of the year is pergola.
And then, you know, two other things. It's got a third floor rooftop deck.
Yeah. So
party deck.
Just looking
party
at that.
Party
nice.
Deck.
And then you sunset got a, deck.
And then you got an outdoor kitchen as well. So it's got about just everything
and
you 80 dream
foot
of
frontage. Yeah.
Party deck. I'm thinking wine, wife, me, sunset. Nobody else is coming up.
Wine, wife, and you. So your wife's going to throw you off the third floor.
She's tried that for years. Listing price is $1.295.
That's correct.
Exquisite property. Again, the address is 2998 Lakeshore Avenue in Benton Harbor.
And one of the things App Properties does, you can certainly look up the address again, 2998 Lakeshore Avenue. Find it on Zillow or App Properties website, the Wartman's website. But it looks like App Properties creates a custom website. So you could also go to 2998lakeshoreav.info. You guys made your own website for this thing.
Every listing that we take, we create a domain name.
Wow. That's
so awesome. It really brings traffic to your...
Can I ask a totally not pertinent question because I'm good for it?
Yeah.
What if 2998lakeshoreav.info is already taken? Then what do they do?
Then we go to spell out avenue. We look at different things. It gives you three choices.
Gotcha. So no matter what, you are getting your own domain name to take people directly to the listing for your house.
Yep. Wow.
I think that's neat.
Yeah. Those are the little things that happen behind the scenes that everybody just thinks, You can look at houses right now that are in the same price range and you go click on it and it takes you to one page about the house. You know, it's kind of an MLS page. Or you can click on ours and you get their own website for your house.
That's awesome.
And by the way, the Wartman Real Estate Group website is mwartman.com. So that's out there as well. Because right
John.
On the front, that's how I got to this listing, as featured listings, and all the listings you guys have there, as well as others that are available in the MLS. But the website loads quick and easy, and it's just beautiful.
And the other thing, not to keep on talking about this one listing, but with a lot of our listings, we're also doing video and drone footage. So if you go online, you can actually see the aerial footage via drone, and then it's got a full video of the home itself.
Yeah, you guys take
the videography is great.
You take great listing photos, but something about the drone floating in what is the living room, kind of looking into the kitchen, and then doing that kind of panoramic sweep, just looking around. Pretty neat. I saw this house on Facebook before I even brought it today, seeing the drone footage. It's really impressive.
Well, when you're ready to visit it, let me know. We'll get you.
I will absolutely visit. Now, writing an offer, I can't guarantee. It's Christmas time. I can't afford it. But, maybe
ask
February.
Emily.
Yeah. She'll say yes, John. I'm not asking Emily nothing. Anyway.
A great house, a good location as well. Easy access in and out. And you got to go see the pictures if you're not going to go through the house because the views are spectacular. What else you got, Doug?
What else do we have?
And I don't mean to say that I'm dissatisfied with that one. It's like, oh, come on, show me something else now.
The Lakeshore House, like, if you can't afford it, it's worth probably just printing pictures of it and hanging those pictures in your house. It's so pretty.
Yeah, honey.
Like, if you can't
afford
the house, you should print pictures of it and hang it in your existing house so you can.
Why would you print them out? Why don't you just put it in your on your revolving screen and put it on your TV and look at it all day long?
There you go. Yeah, instead of
fake fireplace. You know, it's a new digital age. You know, no more printing stuff out like that. We can send over a clip of all of our listings, and you can watch them on your TV when you get home tonight. How's that?
I live with my girlfriend, and that would be a dangerous prospect because I would have a real estate empire that I couldn't afford very quickly.
Well, I'm going to jump in here while we're talking about houses. We have a house. I think it's one of the best deals that we've got going right now. It's over on in the estates. The address is 3253 South Estates Place. We've had it listed for a little bit of time. They just did a reduction. We're down to $450,000 on this great house. It's a one owner. It's what we commonly refer to as a cream puff. I mean, everything in it has been updated. It's first class. They take immaculate care of the house. Newer furnace, et cetera, et cetera. It's 3,200 square feet of total living space, finished basement. It's got two fireplaces, one in the main floor and one in the lower level family room. It's got a little bar downstairs, which is cool. But it's a very nice house, and it has a great, easy floor plan.
And a good time of year to drive through the estates, because they have some Christmas trees back there. Because you know how the Midwestern thing is, let's go around and drive and see the Christmas lights. So my family recently drove through the estates just to see the fancy decorations. They've got some awesome Christmas decorations back
there.
They
really, that's a great community in there. The other thing they do, which you may not be aware of, is at Halloween, they block the street off.
Oh, really?
And you can go in there and park your car, and they block it off so that kids can walk the neighborhood without worrying about any cars.
Hey, wow. That's awesome.
So they shut it down for a couple hours and go house to house. I mean, it's a really cool neighborhood.
For those who don't know, the estates is that beautiful enclosed neighborhood. I mean, off Washington, I'm trying to think of the cross street that runs over to Cleveland right near there.
Well, Vineland comes in
in between there too. On the other side.
Nelson is on the north side.
You know, the huge tall pine trees that completely surround the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's one of those neighborhoods where if somebody doesn't have a reason to be in that neighborhood, they aren't, other than looking at the Christmas tree lights.
Yeah, except for me.
Or Halloween.
Oh, other than Joe creeping around.
So, it's
so
just
you're the one
beautiful.
Saying this guy keeps driving by our house.
No, we just
slows down. What's going on?
We get the one sweep. I thought the 9-year-old would enjoy the driving around and seeing the Christmas lights, but apparently that's only something the parents enjoy. Like, she's like, oh my gosh, can I just play my iPod? Okay, whatever, we'll just go home.
Kids, what's the matter with kids these days? Estates is a great neighborhood. This is all brick, by the way.
Yep.
Two-story plus a finished basement. I love the master bath with the jacuzzi tub and the standing shower, so you can have that separation, and the views are just great with the deck out back as well. It's a gorgeous property.
Yeah, and I'm looking through the listing photos here, and I'm seeing a tennis court and a playground. That's exclusive use for residents of the estates?
That's right. So they have, in the back, they have a playground, tennis courts, walking trail.
Awesome.
For the neighborhood use.
Cool.
Once again, the address is 3253 South Estates Place in St. Joe. The listing price is $450,000, just reduced. Four bedrooms, three full baths, one half bath, and 3,200 plus square feet, and a gorgeous neighborhood. And again, a house that you can move into, and you're not going, well, let's move some walls and let's do some upgrades here, because it's extraordinary already. Next on the list.
Next up is 29 Walden Way down in New Buffalo.
A charming and enchanting cottage, according to the beautiful app
New
properties.
Construction. It is wonderful.
It's got high-end finishes throughout. The list price is $369 on that. I think it's one of the best deals going down in the New Buffalo area. It allows you to be close to downtown New Buffalo. Brand new, great second home opportunity for someone that's in the Chicago market, and really open floor plan there in the middle. You got the kitchen, masters on the first floor along with two other bedrooms, and then you've got a loft area that you could use as another bedroom or kind of a play area for kids. So.
Yeah, I love these vaulted ceilings with the high windows and the sunlight coming through, and then the stairs that go up to that loft area. The dining area and the kitchen is just gorgeous.
And you can see our beautiful staging furniture as well. We stage that house. It's one of the things we do for our sellers that don't have any furniture in the house, because you really get about 10% more if you have furniture in your house versus
because
empty.
People, a lot of folks have a hard time
right?
imagining an empty house with furniture. So staging can be very important, and that's another service that the Wortman Real Estate Group offers to their clients. And it's nice to find new construction because, you're not fixing something that was there in the 70s, and there just aren't that many new houses. It's part of the housing shortage problem we have nationwide. There just aren't that many new houses going up.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joe.
Did you see what else the 29 Walden Way house has?
A pergola?
Yes, sir! It's got one right off
Are you building a pergola? Or did you
I built one this year
at your house.
Let me clarify. I supervised one being built
at my house. Built the pergola.
Yeah, and it's still standing, so that's great.
That's why it's still standing. If you would have built it, it would have never probably stood.
Joe has a hard time figuring out which part of the wrench or a tape measure he's supposed to use, and occasionally grabs the hammer by the claw end.
It was great. Wow. He got me involved a couple of times by letting me hold the level. He didn't let me read the level, but he was like, hey, just hold it, and then
I thought you'd say, get the water, wipe the sweat off my brow.
Pretty much.
This house on Walden has a great three-season room as well. That's just beautiful views out there.
When they built the house, they put in more bells and whistles than was normal because that's what somebody told them they should be doing. So when if you get an opportunity to come to the house, you'll be amazed. The quality throughout, you know, they put all the mechanicals off the main floor. So the furnace is in the crawl space. They got tankless water heater. So, you know, they've done a nice job. It's well thought out.
Wow. The address again is 29 Walden Way in New Buffalo, and listing price $369. Three bedrooms, two full baths, 2,100 square feet, and again, a beautiful lot, beautiful location, and a brand new beautiful house. You can call Doug. Well, you can call one number to reach them all. Doug just might get there first. He's quick with it, quicker with his thumbs.
That's right. Impulsable thumbs.
269-932-4242. Email one to reach them all is wortmangroup@atproperties.com. As we're heading into the next year here, is there another house you want to talk about, or should we talk about some trends that we're going to be seeing coming up in 2019?
I like the trends because before we even talk about them, one thing, as we've talked about all these listings, the last three houses we talked about, I didn't see any of these outgoing trends in any of these houses, which is encouraging, right? I think number one on the list of the trends that are outgoing is rose gold, which I didn't actually realize people were, no offense to anybody, were people putting rose gold in their houses to begin with?
Just in your grill and your teeth?
Just on my iPhone. Just on my iPhone.
Well, before we go into new trends, there is one house that I got to talk about, and it's on Lake Michigan. It's a wonderful listing. They've got 99 foot of frontage. They just did a major reduction on it. And believe it or not, there is no erosion. They have a beach, and it's really cool. It's up in Thunder Mountain area. I think it's Fairlane 14. And the price is $1,075,000. It's at 45532 Blue Star Highway. It's got four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, main floor master suite. It's just a really cool house, maple flooring throughout. Nice, nice house. It's one of those houses you walk into and the view is spectacular. So, and there are stairs down to the lake.
To the still existing beach.
Yep. And they actually have a platform area down there near, not far from the beach where you can hang out on the deck and there's electricity there and watch the sun go down. So it's really cool. Nice place.
So I'm not super familiar myself with the area this house is in. So I'm very curious because it sounds cool.
Thunder Mountain.
Yeah. Yes. What is the relation to Thunder Mountain? What is that an area? Is that a thing? What?
It's an association.
It's an Thunder and Mountain Association.
The association is obviously a homeowners association. But in addition to that, they have property behind the houses that they've captured. Mm-hmm. And so now it's all walking trails and they'll be building there. And they've really taken good care of it.
That's awesome. So, and like you said, it won't be developed. So you're
right
around this house that you had just discussed. You're going to have some serenity, whether it's from the beach or from the protected land that the association's bought up for the trails and everything.
Yep. And, you know, the reason they have a beach there, little secret, is just to the north of them in Thunder Mountain, there is a creek that dumps into Lake Michigan. And that waterway is always moving sand out and then it heads south.
And replenishes the beach.
So it's Mother Nature at its best. And, you know, when you're there, it's like, wow, this is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's extraordinary, too. The front of the building that's facing the lake, three stories of windows through that, you know, for that vaulted ceiling. And it's just gorgeous. You have to go look at the pictures. Again, the address is 45532 Blue Star Highway. And it's a Coloma address.
Yep.
My brain was going to Covert. It's really Coloma.
It's Coloma. So if you're looking for a McMansion on Lake Michigan, this isn't it. This is more of a mid-size house, kind of a Cape-style floor plan, but it is really nice.
Well, so. I can tell you by looking at it, too, that if I owned it, I'd be renting it sometimes in the summer for about $7,000-$8,000 a week. Just a theory off the top of my head.
There you go.
You know, that's because it definitely has that kind of potential.
Absolutely.
As well. But, boy, wouldn't it be a great place to live in. Joe, can you close like 100 loans next year so I can make more money?
As you wish.
Okay. Why don't you just move your office up there? Just write it off. It's a business deduction.
Yeah, we'll just tell corporate our rent went up to whatever it went up to.
I was, speaking of that, I just squirreling off on the side, I was having a conversation with somebody last Wednesday night who said, I have my attorneys looking into this. I'm going to deed my house into an LLC, but maintain ownership so I can keep my homestead. And then I will be able to charge my wife rent and rent off all the utilities on my tax return.
Someone's got too much time on their hands, I think.
Yeah.
apparently. I can't imagine going to my wife and say, honey, I'm going to charge you rent. Yeah.
John's really proud of that plan, but I don't think he's broken it to his wife that she's going to charge her rent yet.
My wife doesn't work, so work for somebody else. She works for me, I suppose.
I'm trying to get all up in your business here, but if your wife doesn't work, if you ever get audited, how is she paying rent?
Well, I'd have to cut her the checks that then she would get back to me.
I feel like your plan just fell apart, sir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not my plan. It was somebody else's plan. I have not called, a CPA to ask about it either, let alone.
I was just advised. I didn't know it was illegal. Where have we heard that before? Sorry.
Well, I'll see him tonight, so I will ask him what his attorneys came back to him with on that theory of how can you keep your homestead but make your house an LLC for better tax write-offs?
Joe, let's talk about trends.
Let's talk about trends as I'm eating caramel that Mark brought in, which is delicious, by the way. Who did you say made this?
Thad Wong's mother.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
Thad is the president of At Properties. It's his mother. They bring them in from Minneapolis.
Really?
Yeah. Every office gets
so many.
So many. Yeah.
Do you have these caramels at your open houses?
Well, we could.
Well, but I'm just saying.
I don't know if we want you to show up.
So one kind of neat article you guys brought in are housing trends in terms of design or things within houses that are kind of going away in 2019. I said it just a few minutes ago. None of the listings we've looked at have these things in them.
Oh, yes, they do.
Do they? I didn't see anything. So what?
The things that are passe in the design world, according to the article. And the article, I think, was written by Bob Vila. Remember Bob Vila?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that was Tim the Toolman Taylor's arch rival?
This old house.
Yeah.
Way back when. So he wrote an article, and it's actually pretty good. Yeah, it's got a couple funky things on there. I don't think these things ever made it to Southwest Michigan. But one of the things that caught my attention was that farewell to all white kitchens.
Really?
So white kitchens are on their way out. So if you are remodeling your kitchen today, put those brakes on. You might want to go back and reconsider.
Yeah, we are looking at remodeling. Emily and I are our kitchen next year. We never considered white, though, and maybe I'm just not trendy enough, but you do a lot of messy stuff in a kitchen, right? Spaghetti sauce.
Well, that's one of the problems.
Yeah, I never thought it was
were
practical.
You doing camouflage, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, because then you wouldn't see the mess, right? We don't know yet. We have a galley kitchen, so it's a very thin, kind of narrow kitchen. We can't really change the floor plan.
You should come over to our house. We had a galley kitchen.
Do you? Well, I can't afford to replicate your kitchen. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out because Emily wants to go dark with the finishes in terms of the cabinets and the countertops. But I'm afraid that if we do that, it's going to make that small space seem even smaller.
But that depends on what you do with the lighting, Joe. You put on some track lighting, maybe?
I am ill-equipped.
John come over, he'll design for
you. Oh, my goodness. He's like,
he'll be sitting down with a bottle of scotch. All right, now, Joe, look at that light over there.
Now, let's get the hammers out, Joe.
Yeah. Feng shui, like John,
we'll just
you don't
take
even
the
know.
Cabinets down now. Always. White kitchens, as the article says, are harder to keep clean.
Right.
You know.
But people still like clean and white. So it may be passe, but it's not like you got to rip your kitchen out tomorrow and put in something else.
And depending on how you do accents and how you do colors, you can have mostly white with some tile that's different colors. You can, maybe you're doing glass doors on the cabinets. Maybe you're doing some beiges or some other CMG lime green in there. I don't know.
Don't do that.
Lime green, pastel.
Lime green.
So there was another thing that popped up, which I don't know. Maybe John, your house is like this. It says the bar carts are no longer being used. You know, the Carnarvon wagons, they had them, I guess people stage them. I don't know. I've not been encouraging people to stage alcoholic beverages, but, the little wheels and the beverage carts.
I know some millennials.
It's kind of the Rat Pack thing,
I know some millennials.
Joe doesn't understand
tableside service for the Manhattan.
So they're now going to replace those with coffee carts.
Oh, coffee carts.
Oh, so it's not that carts are out. It's alcohol carts are out. Coffee carts are okay.
Well, yeah.
Or juice carts, I suppose. But it's the alcohol that makes it weird.
I do have an alcohol cart. It's called a refrigerator. It's in the garage.
I'm not sure that's a cart, unless you're touting that around the house with you. I hope not.
Well, no, but if you're talking about a place to store alcohol, it stores the juice and the pop and the milk really well, too. Actually, we have three refrigerators. I can't wait for the boys to get out of the house. Maybe then I can go down to two refrigerators instead of three.
We don't know how to respond to this, John.
John's having a rhetorical conversation. Well, this is great.
With himself.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking ahead for 2019 of the days when sons own their own houses. And
there you go.
Well, let's talk about that. That'll get us back on track. 2019, the Wortmann Group having your best year ever with the addition of Doug, but for other reasons
too. But?
What?
You said...
But
how do you get even better in 2019? Do you have any plans to expand your business further, or what changes do you see to make next year even better?
Well, we have some ideas and things, but you know, it's not going to be revolutionary. It's more evolutionary, if we can go that way. So it's a continuation of working with the clients and providing the full marketing package and listening and understanding what their needs are. I mean, it sounds like kind of simple stuff, but we are going to continue doing what we've been doing and make some improvements maybe in some behind the scene things that we're working on. So
awesome. John, what are you going to do to make 2019 better?
I'm actually going to work less hours than I did this year.
Well, that's my goal too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But smarter, I will be more successful in that process, and we'll be expanding into Grand Rapids and Holland as well. So
what are you going to do, Doug?
Take orders from my dad.
I was going to say work less hours, but that doesn't work. If he's working less, I have to work more. So,
well, but he's got 40 years of work hours, of life work on you, so true. He's earned a little to work a little less hours.
No, I think there's a few things that we've implemented this year that we'll continue to work on, and getting started January 1st versus February will help out. And I think it's going to be a good market here this spring coming up, so looking forward to it.
I think we're going to be fine through the winter and into the spring and growing.
Especially current pace, if it decides just not to snow this winter, which other than that freak week in November, we've been pretty clear from, so that always helps.
And no snow expected for Christmas this year. You can dream of white Christmas, just you'll have to go up north. Or you can dream about it and not care if there's snow on the ground here because you don't have to shovel it. The other thing that I am looking forward to in 2019 is you're going to have to start calling me Dr. John, Joe.
I'm not doing that.
Dr. J?
Dr. J.
Okay.
Dr. J and the All Funk All Stars. That's going to be your band.
Okay. I don't know.
So as a show wrap, fun topic, we usually end with lightning round.
I don't want to do that yet.
No, I don't think
you want to do that. Why? Because there's still 2 weeks left?
No, it would be appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the last show at WSJM, and the show will continue online, of course.
I would like to say something that I think is going to happen in 2019.
Sure.
We can talk about predictions, right?
Bold predictions.
No, I think Lake Michigan is going to be on the top of everybody's list. I think there's going to be it's a continuation of water coming up and erosion, and I just think that we aren't past that, so I expect to hear or see more activity around Lake Michigan, good, bad, and otherwise, but I think the water levels are going to continue going up. We're going to hear more about the Army Corps of Engineers and things going on in New Buffalo and just how people are making changes living on the water.
And by the way, the houses we were talking about that you have listed on Lake Michigan, lots of room between house and water at this point.
Some yes, some no. So
I think, Joe, as opposed to a lightning round fun kind of question like that, I think it's the end of the year. I think we ought to talk about what we're grateful for in 2018.
All right. I'll pass.
You just do not have any sentiment at all, do you?
No, I do. It was a good first year for CMG, I think. But I am still finding my bearings. Not that I'm not grateful for you, John, or the Wortmans who we've worked with this year, or other realtors I've worked with, but I'm still finding my way. So that being said, I don't know what I'm grateful for yet. I'm grateful for the opportunity. How about
2019,
that?
How about you be grateful for less change?
Boy, howdy.
Because 2018 was full of a lot of change. How about you, Doug?
I would say I'm grateful that I was allowed the opportunity by App Properties to join, the opportunity to work with my parents. It was a pretty cool experience, and then really grateful and thankful for a lot of awesome clients to give me the opportunity to help them in either selling their house or finding their house, or we will find their house in 2019 for them. So just grateful for working with a lot of fantastic people, and then also partners on the lending side and title side to having a lot of smooth transactions as well. So,
Mark, your turn.
Well, my list is very similar to Doug's. I'm obviously grateful to be working with family. It's a very unique experience, and it's actually a very rewarding experience. And of course, Mary's not here, but you know, she's probably the person that drives the bus. And so I'm very grateful for everything that she brings to the party. She has a totally different way of looking at things that Doug and I do. And it's just part of the experience. But on top of all of that, yes, we're very grateful for At Properties. They're just a phenomenal company, and they are giving to not only their employees but different associations and worthy causes, which is really cool. If you go to the website, you'll see that they do support the Rizzo Foundation, for example, mm-hmm. in Chicago, and they just do a lot of nice things for the community. But probably number one on my list is I'm most grateful for my clients. I mean, they become my friends. Yeah, not every transition a sale is smooth, but we have a relationship, and I'm very grateful for, I say my blessings every night. I'm happy for the experience that I have, you know, good, bad, or otherwise. And a bad closing, a bad experience actually adds to what I can provide the next one. So I just look at it totally different than maybe others. And I'm grateful for all the things that we have in front of us right now.
Yeah, I think primarily grateful that all of my family's members are still around and still here, because we almost lost my mom, and we didn't expect some of the other parents in the family to maybe make it through the end of the year. And the boys are all still in the area and close, you know. And I also, you know, I mentioned next year, Joe, it'd be nice to say, we're grateful for less change. I'm grateful for all the change and the turmoil and the things that went on in getting a company open this year and people and those kind of things, because it makes getting to a stability point that much more satisfying and rewarding. And yeah, clients around the state and clients I have in other states, very grateful that provides the means to. Last night, went out and bought tickets to go see Bob Seger. My dad's in his 70s. Don't know how much longer he's going to be around with his health issues, but Bob Seger's his favorite artist, and he's never seen him. Well, January 5th, I called him this morning and said, hey, Dad, Merry Christmas. Will you go see Bob Seger with me? And
that's so cool.
And he was, just tickled pink. So, you know, and as I said to Chris George last night in an email, Chris George is our owner, he said, you know, Chris, if I wasn't working here, I wouldn't be able to afford to do some of those things that I'm able to do for family members this year. So,
you know, when I first saw Bob Seger, it was just about time he was putting Silver Bullet Band together. So it was up in Grand Rapids. He was playing in so we're sitting in the back end of our car, having an ice cream cone and listening to him play his music.
Wow.
Really cool.
I doubt it was an ice cream cone.
It was ice cream cone from the farmer who handed those out at Halloween.
Yeah, I'm sure it was cold and refreshing, but I'm not sure it was an ice cream cone.
I was still in high school, so that's all it was. We won't go there.
Joe, Daniel.
Doug, I was a Boy Scout, though, so, you know.
You were an Eagle Scout. Not just a Boy Scout, right? You were an Eagle Scout, too.
That's true.
That takes... No, this is why your dad still works till 10 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, even when he goes on vacation out of town.
For a merit badge? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm still getting my merit badges. Yeah.
He's get the merit badge that says retirement someday and working towards it.
I'm going to get my real estate merit badge.
Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Yeah.
How about merit badges that tied into checkings and savings and balancing your checkbook?
Yeah, John, I don't want cash bonuses or anything of good value next year. I just want a sash with assorted CMG milestone merit badges. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
With lots of flair.
I'm 30 pieces.
Human resources would love that decrease in expenses.
You're right.
The Warman Real Estate Group, Mary couldn't be with us today because she's off selling properties, but Mark's cell phone, well, it's through the one cell phone to rule them all, 269-932-4272. One email reaches Mark, Mary, and Doug Wortman, wortmangroup@atproperties.com. Gentlemen, a wonderful, safe, and happy Christmas, and again, a safe and wonderful New Year's to you as well, and we will see and talk to you, if not yet through the end of this year, in 2019, certainly.
See you in 2019.
See you next year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Real Take on Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Take on Real Estate on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.